My book, Blowback, was not much noticed in the United States until after 9/11, when my suggestion that our covert policies abroad might be coming back to haunt us gained new meaning. Many Americans began to ask, as President Bush did, why do they hate us? The answer was not that some countries hate us because of our democracy, wealth, lifestyle, or values, but because of things our government did to various peoples around the world. The counterblows directed against Americans seem, of course, as out of the blue as those airplanes on that September morning, because most Americans have no framework that would link cause and effect. The terrorist attacks of September 11th are the clearest examples of blowback in modern international relations. In the initial book in this trilogy, I predicted the likely retaliation that was due against the United States, but I never foresaw the terrorist nature of the attacks, nor the incredibly inept reaction of our government. On that fateful Tuesday morning in the early autumn of 2001, it soon became clear that the suicidal rammings of hijacked airliners into symbolically significant buildings were acts of what the Pentagon called asymmetric warfare, a rare instance in which bureaucratic jargon proved more accurate than the term terrorism in common use. I talked with friends and colleagues around the nation about what group or groups might have carried out such attacks. The veterans of our largest clandestine war, when we recruited, armed, and sent into battle Islamic Mujahideen, freedom fighters, in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union in the 1980s, did not immediately come to mind. Most of us thought of Chileans because of the date. September 11, 1973, was the day the CIA secretly helped General Augusto Pinochet overthrow Salvador Allende, the leftist elected president of Chile. Others thought of the victims of the Greek colonels we put in power in 1967, or Okinawans venting their rage over the 60-year occupation of their island by our military. Guatemalans, Cubans, Congolese, Brazilians, Argentines, Indonesians, Palestinians, Panamanians, Vietnamese, Cambodians, Filipinos, South Koreans, Taiwanese, Nicaraguans, Salvadorans, and many others had good reason to attack us. The Bush administration, however, did everything in its power to divert us from thinking that our own actions might have had something to do with such suicidal attacks on us. At a press conference on October 11, 2001, the president posed the question, "How do I respond when I see that in some Islamic countries there is vitriolic hatred for America?" He then answered himself, "I'll tell you how I respond. I'm amazed that there's such misunderstanding of what our country is about that people would hate us. I am, like most Americans. I just can't believe it because I know how good we are." Bush has, of course, never once allowed that the United States might bear some responsibility for what happened on 9/11.